From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calling for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria that killed nearly 30 people, most of them children. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says warplanes carried out 6 strikes on a village in rebel-held Idlib and hit a school complex. Both the observatory and the U.S. have said either the Syrian government or the Russian government were responsible for the attacks. Meantime, Russia's ambassador to the U.N. says he is unconvinced by a report linking the Syrian government to the use of chemical weapons in at least 3 instances. Vitaly Jurkin says the report lacks sufficient testimony, material proof, and was full of contradictions.
We believe that the proof is not there for any big punitive action to be taken. It's simply not there. Let's continue the discussion. We'll continue studying the report.
An inspection team under the joint auspices of the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has issued a report on the incidents. U.S., the U.K., and France want the U.N. Security Council to impose sanctions on the Syrian government for using chemical weapons. Ethiopian troops who have been fighting al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have vacated a series of military bases, sparking fears of a militant resurgence and a possible setback for African Union efforts to stabilize the country. Troop withdrawal comes at a vulnerable time as the government is organizing elections throughout November and the UN mission, AMISOM, is on the defensive following a string of high-profile al-Shabaab raids on key military bases. This is VOA News.